from KQED.
We're going to turn now to our ongoing coverage of homelessness. We've been hearing a growing number of stories about university students in California struggling with that issue. But as KQED's Zoe Schiffer reports, some campuses are doing more to help than others.
When Shantae Catt started at Humboldt State, she and her partner and then toddler had a tougher time than most adapting to campus life because they were homeless.
Our family ended up in the forest, going to campsites, spending money on firewood and gas and coin showers and tons of laundry because it's pretty dirty living like that. One time a drunk driver plowed into the table in our campsite while we were sleeping.
Today, Kat is Humboldt State's off-campus housing coordinator, helping students transition from homelessness like she did.
We have a 24-hour safe space on campus. We also have opportunities for students with food plans to donate their leftover points to OSNAP, which is an on-campus food pantry.
Humboldt State isn't the only university providing support for homeless students. San Jose State is one of several, for instance, that opened a free food pantry. But the Student Homelessness Alliance on campus wants more. Here's Brooke Rojas.
Obviously in the Bay Area, especially in San Jose, homelessness, it's something you can't ignore. With Google moving in and with like no end in sight to the current housing crisis, that it's really important for students, especially because they're going to be competing with more and more people in the following years for housing.
At UCLA, students took matters into their own hands and opened a student-run homeless facility. State funds might help schools overcome their reluctance to do more. SB 568, pending in Sacramento, would establish the college-focused rapid rehousing program, presuming it passes. For the California Report, I'm Zoe Schiffer in San Jose.